Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V. with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We better get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to the one that you back.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. It's your girl B. Simone. I'm gonna take over because Pretty V is crazy, wild, and all out of control. You guys, this time on the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, we got our girl Justina Valentine in the building.
Hey B. I'm happy to be here. I know, like, it was a few episodes. Y'all, like, probably sent me the invite, got lost in the mail, but I'm here now, and I'm glad to be rocking out with my sissies, and I know we about to get into it on these episodes.
We are here. We're excited. We have a bomb guest today, but before we get to that, Vina, what are you smacking on? Seriously.
Raisins, and you forgot to give Justina the intro. You already know the champion.
I said Justina Valentine.
No, the freestyle, wild style queen.
Ew, you're gross. You eat raisins?
I love raisins. What are we talking about?
You always say that, little nasty. What's the nastiest candy y'all eat? Okay.
I don't have nasty candy. Me either.
But people say, like, oh, I love almond joy, candy corn. Like, you're gross. You need to be locked up. You need to be put in prison, in the hole, no sunlight.
Probably a Charleston Chew or a Sugar Daddy because he gets all stuck in your teeth.
I don't know what that is, Justine.
My favorite.
Really?
A Sugar Daddy. I'm not thinking you're talking about a nigga.
Right.
B, what's coming up? You hurt?
Girl, stop. Vina, look, let me tell y'all something. First of all, Vina really don't know how to interview people because we be on a podcast. I be trying to make stuff flow, like conversational, like, yes, girl. So, oh my gosh, your hair. Da, da, da. Vina be like, so, what's up next? If you, like, the basic most interview question. So, what keeps you going? Like, girl, no. Don't nobody want to answer that. Y'all comment on this podcast if you think you know where Vina's from. I'm going to give you A, B, C. A, L.A. B, no, fuck L.A. We know she ain't from L.A. A, okay, Miami, New York, Charlotte. Where do you think Pretty V is from? Because her energy gives one thing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's not what you think. Charlotte, Miami, or New York? Charlotte, Miami, or New York? Where is Pretty V from? Comment on our Instagram. Comment on Wildin' Out. Comment. We're going to see the comments. Go comment somewhere, wherever you get your podcast. And we got...
Yo, that was that's cornball.
No, it's not, because people are going to guess cornball. The wrong answer because of the way you act, crazy.
Cornball. But now we got to get into our... Yo,
can y'all mute her mic?
When I say this is a heavy set guest right now, nigga. This is a guest that...
Heavyweight champ.
Like, you feel me? That nigga got a whistle on his neck. You're in the whole keys and all that. Like, this is a dude that I love and I adore. He's a snuggle bun. He's a teddy bear.
He's so sweet,
so loyal, so funny. And he gets to his bag and he's really, like, on the radio. Like, this is what he do, you know, and he's from Jersey, you know, so I have to, like, you know, give this intro to my bro, my peer, Big Mac, okay?
Radio Big Mac.
Yes.
Big Mac.
We don't need to see you. It's on the audio.
No, I had a whistle, but my whistle broke. I sat on it by mistake when I was so excited.
Oh, my God.
But it broke. Oh, wow. But just know there's a whistle here.
Clean as a whistle.
You know?
What's up, B. Mac?
What's up, lady?
What's up, Mac?
How you guys
doing? What's up,
man?
What's up, B.
Afternoon, evening, depending on where in the world you are, because y'all be traveling.
You know what I love about you, Mac? And V gave you such a bomb intro. Like, you always smell good. Every single time I hug you, you smell like Downy freshener. Like, you always smell good. What's the trick to that? Because you are a big dude. Like, so, you always smell amazing.
I love doing laundry. Like, on some real, not even, like, I love laundry. And as a fat dude, we smell out there because fat people don't wash under their folds. So, you know what I mean? You know how, like, your underarms smell because it's, you're supposed to wash under all your rolls and folds, and fat people don't do that. So you got to cover all that. Then when you do the laundry, you get them Downy Unstoppables. You know what I mean? You get a cool breeze, some Tide, and you got to put them dryer sheets in there. Throw that. Come on now. It's a fabric.
Not them Downy Unstoppables.
What? The Downy Unstoppables changed my life.
Yeah, you always smell good, man.
You always smell good, man. He's like, he's like a teddy bear. Teddy just smelling good, sleep wet, all that good stuff. So what's going on, Matt?
No, you know,
tell us who you are for the people that don't know all about Radio Big Mac, the listeners that are listening. We know you on Wild 'N Out. You got your radio show. You out in Florida. But tell the people that don't know who Radio Big Mac is. Who are you? Where did you come from? How did you get to Wild 'N Out?
Well, I was a physical trainer for majority of my life. But then the Lord called me to the buffet. And then ever since then, I've been this size. So I decided, you can, when you're this size, you can only be three things. You can only be a singer, security, or you got to be funny. So I'm not taking no bullet for nobody. So security didn't work out.
No,
I can't sing good, but I'll sing, you know, in the shower and in public. But so that had to be funny. I'm from Jersey. You already know all day. I live in Miami. V, you already know what it is. 305-954.
All the way live.
We out here. I'm the only person in Miami that wear a hoodie and Tim's every day.
Every day.
Don't matter what the temperature is.
How many black hoodies you got, Mac?
What? Come on now. I look like I'm part of a gang by myself, but I could put the whole gang in a uniform. I got so many black hoodies.
How'd you get your name? Radio Big Mac.
I used to work in a kitchen and at this college, and my favorite food is mac and cheese. So either I was asking for mac and cheese or I would cook mac and cheese. And one day they hired somebody that had the same name as me, like my real name. So when they are calling, they're like, because my real name's Corey. They're like, yo, Corey, you got to get the trash. Corey, I said, nigga, I don't do trash. They're like, Mac, we not talking to you. I said, who the fuck is Mac? They're like, you Mac, bro. I said, since when? They said, since we hired Corey, nigga. All you care about is mac and cheese.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Ever since then, I just ran with it.
So, be Mac. we can't, the whole episode can't be about mac and cheese, so we're going to get into this thing right quick. How's your love life, Matt? How's your love life, Matt? Like, do you have a Miss Mac? Like, what? Miss Mary Mac? Or just Black? Like, you have a love life?
Awesome. All honesty, it's tough because in real life, I'm a workaholic. And I put, like, radio and I put, like, comedy. I put everything before, like, family, relationships, all that stuff. So it's more like a, if they're cool with getting fit in with the schedule, then it could work out. But, you know, everybody says they're cool with that at the beginning. And then you're missing date nights. And then you're missing, you know, like big holidays or whatever the case may be because you're doing other things. Then it's like, all right, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm really invested in this. And then they start thinking long term, like, you know, when I have kids, are you going to be around with the kids and all that? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a struggle that I'm trying to get better at.
Yeah, and you will, and someone that is definitely for you gonna understand and know your schedule because we all are busy, but we all, you know, make time for who we want to make time for. So yeah,
fellas.
Yeah.
Nah.
Do you get nervous when you go on these dates, Big Mac, or what?
Well, me? Nah, I don't know. I'm a goer. I'm a mover. I'm a goer. I you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say I get nervous, but I'm a planner. And I'm low-key, a hopeless romantic in the sense of like if it's your birthday, I'm planning 3-4 days of events and like we got to do something every day. It's not like, hey, we just going to sit in the house and watch a movie type shit. Like I'm like, all right, today we're going to Disney World and we're going to go here. Then we got a picnic on the beach type vibe. Like I'm one of those type. And every year I try to like outdo the previous year. Because I hate when, you know, women get bored. And then you go find another nigga that's going to do the shit for you, so.
Oh, so you're a big romantic, Mac.
Low-key. Low key.
That's cute.
Y'all, Mac, you is so funny, crazy. I love you, Mackie Mac. Oh, yeah. We about to go on a little breaky break. We'll be right back with the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. What they do?
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we are back with my girl Justina B. Simone and Radio B. Mac. What they do, y'all?
So look, you came out to Wildin' Out and you had a big presence, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
We just couldn't miss you. You took a mad space on stage and all that.
All the material and the clothes, everything.
Yeah, the season you came, I think they had to, like, lessen how many cast members was on each side because it was like, you know, you just... You was like two, three, you know, people
facts,
in one.
Facts.
But nah, honestly, Mac, you definitely have grown into such an amazing presence on the show. I'm so proud of you. These last like two seasons, you really, really killed it. And I was wondering, did you have one moment that stood out as like your favorite moment?
When I broke the chair.
During Kick Him Out the Classroom.
Yeah.
Wait, I was about to say, what game was that?
Kick Him Out the Classroom. Kick Him Out the Classroom became some game that I became associated with by accident because
facts.
Because they let me eat in the classroom and people came up to me and they're like, yo, why did we let you eat in the classroom? I'm like, because I'm hungry and we in a class. So they're like, oh, you should eat this and yo, you should see if they can get you that. And yo, when you was eating that pizza and then when I got stuck in
where did you
desk,
get all the food from? Crafting?
Nah, right. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, yo, I really want
I'm like, was
pizza.
This Uber Eats? Were you ordering just for the...
They'll go get it for me when I'm like, yo, I really want some Chinese food. And then they'll run and go get Chinese food for me. And then
I've
I got...
spoiled. They didn't do that for me. Who I need to talk to?
You just got to ask. That's mm-hmm. the thing is people, oh, okay, people okay. don't know. I talk to all the people, so they'll just come and be like, what do you do? They'll go, whatever you want to go get me. I'll say, so if I want chicken sandwiches, and they'll come
you're
back
like, so if I want
sandwiches.
Falafel and lamb.
Yeah. But there was one time I got stuck in the desk, or a few times, because my knees, the desk isn't high enough for my knees.
Right.
So then it became this big thing where people were DMing me like, yo, how dare they disrespect you and not get you a bigger desk? Like people were legit concerned about me getting stuck under the desk. And then when I broke the desk, oh my God, between...
That wasn't planned though, was it?
Nobody knew what was happening. And then maybe like four people cared on set. And then the rest...
Nobody gave a damn. They were like, this is great for TV. Zoom in, zoom in.
Yeah.
Nick like, actually says, oh, help him out the classroom. Okay. But when that happened, between the people concerned about my safety, the people that had been begging for me to get a bigger desk. But then there's a community of people that just hate fat people that just hit me up on some like, hey, that would have never happened, you fat fuck. And all it's
wow.
I didn't realize so many people hate fat people until I started getting on that show.
They do not hate fat people. You know what that is? They hate themselves. And that is an insecurity. When you are projecting, it's called projecting people. Okay, you're projecting. When you are mean to other people, that is something internal that is wrong with you. So you need to look in the mirror and figure out what the fuck is wrong with you.
With you. Hello. And what you have to, and Mac, you have to understand, like, what are you sorry for 2004? And you ain't gonna mess it up this year. I'm waiting.
You know, in real life though, that I've been getting called Ruben since he got American Idol, and I'm waiting for the day he acknowledges me. That's gonna be like how I know I made it.
What is he doing now?
TV, nothing.
What is Ruben Sutter doing?
Probably doing a lot.
He was on Biggest Loser at one point.
Oh, did he win?
I don't know, but when he started losing weight, I started getting concerned because that's all I had was Ruben.
You're like, right, I'm about to lose weight.
So, Big Mac, yeah. How do you feel like Wilding Out has changed your life with the platform that Nick has, you know, provided to young Black people like us, young Black people and Justina?
Yeah. I'm a little bit Black too. I'm Sicilian.
You know what? I think I think it allows us to be who we really are. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, and I don't know how many real jobs y'all work, but and when you get a real job,
a lot.
You know what I mean? They want you to be a certain way, like a corporate way or structure way. Yep. Nick just kind of lets us do our thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's never a time where like you say something. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And he'd be like, no, you're fine. You're good. Yep.
Shout out to Nick Cannon.
You know what I mean?
Man.
He's not one of the bosses that micromanages you. And that, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, ask for forgiveness later. He don't even ask for that. It's just kind of like, all right, you said it. Yep. All right, whatever. Keep it moving. And he cares a lot. Like, there's a lot of people that you always question how they got here or how they still there. And then, you know, he just be giving a heart of gold. Like, give him another episode. Give him another shot.
He cares. He works hard. He's dedicated. Nick Cannon is an overworker.
Overworker. Keeps coming back, but boy, that
don't throw his name under the bus.
And I also think that Nick was in a position like us, trying. So it's like, why don't you give somebody else an opportunity? Because now you have a big, like, this is his platform. You feel me? So he's like, look,
I want to give somebody else an opportunity.
Opportunity.
Because people keep asking me, I'm like, baby, I ain't made it yet. I can't help you.
Right. Nick has given so many people. Oh my God. He's given so many people a platform.
The list and he deserves, on.
Mm-hmm. So even like this award, it's so dope for what he created to be just recognized. And make sure y'all go vote. I don't know when the voting closes.
NAACP. Even if we don't win, though,
we done already won. But to do as much as we did, get canceled, come back, and get nominated, like, that's
crazy.
Mac, how long you been in radio?
Shit. 2012, I started with The Breakfast Club.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. What'd you do for them, Mac?
Everything. I was the behind the scenes, everything. I was for them, for Self, for Clue. I was there for like...
Oh, dope.
When Hurricane Sandy happened in New York,
yeah,
I drove to Power 105 so I could help them out during the hurricane.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they all looked at me like, they were like, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? I said, I'm trying to get a job.
I know you're right.
You think some storm and some rain and some wind's going to stop me from working? No, I'll be here. And that's kind of like that was the respect when they were like, okay, nah, this nigga serious.
How old are you, Big Mac?
35. I just turned 35 last month.
Oh, you look good, Big Mac.
Happy late birthday. Yeah, skin glowing and all that.
I was going to say, your
beard is healthy.
Oh, that's because.
And even.
You know, Sydney, the one of the consultants, he got a beard.
Yeah, Sid.
A beard cream that I always put in there. And it smelled good and it keep my beard all nice and. And because I'm bald up here, so I got to make sure I keep this.
The hair is nice down there.
Yeah, you know, I can't be super bald. Can I take a second real quick and just, I just want to say to Young Swag that he's the funniest nigga on the show. Any chance that I can say that, Swag. I just always want to put that out there in the world because Swag don't get the respect that he deserves as a comedic genius.
I feel like he does. I feel like people love Swag. Yo. I feel like he's amazing on social media. I feel like he's amazing on the show. People laugh at him and laugh with him.
Yeah,
you need people like Swag. Like when Swag goes up, I can't wait. Every time Swag and Jack goes up, I cannot wait. It was something this season. We were playing Greenery Scenery, and Jack had this joke that was just terrible and wasn't hitting. And we kept telling him to go up and do it in every scene. I was laughing so hard. I was like convulsing. I was falling on the floor. It's the hardest I think I've ever laughed on the show.
He kept saying he has a dog named Toto that he lost. And it didn't make sense. Nobody understood it.
I hope they air some of it, but Jack and Swag, they're just funny in a different way because it's funny when no one laughs and the joke just makes no sense.
You know how comedic genius you have to be not funny, but hilarious at the same time?
Seriously, you're not funny, but you're hilariously
and
funny.
Swag believes he's hilarious.
He does.
He believes all his jokes are the best.
He has so much confidence. We love you, Swag.
We love you, Swag.
Any platform I get, I tell people Swag is the funniest. If you watch any episode, like y'all go back, any episode that Swag is in a Wild Style, and I'm in that episode, you will see me dying. I don't hide it. I can't hide it. It's the funniest shit to me. And it's like a kick the head back laugh and not just like I'm loud. I hear myself on the mic when swag goes. Shout out to Young Swag.
Are you a good friend?
Yeah,
Team Swag all day.
You already know who I'm laughing. Y'all already know who I'm laughing at.
Y'all know who I'm laughing at.
Yeah, y'all already know who I'm laughing at all day, every day.
DC.
He's just so funny to stupid to me.
It just DC ruined my life.
Funny. DC, how did he ruin your life?
DC ruined my life because I think it was my second season. He did this line where in the Wild Style, he said, Big Mac, you will never have a six pack.
Yeah.
Big Mac, you will never have a six pack.
All the little kids come up to me and say that shit to me.
Really?
All the time. That's all they say to me. They go, Big Mac. I'm like, what's up?
You will never have a six pack.
Yeah. And I'm like, of course.
DC will do that to you. DC will say those lines to you that everyone will say. Like, all the time on my TikTok or Instagram, people will be like, they'll be like, Lawn Morag, girl. Or they'll be like, you look like Miley Cyrus. Is she on crack? Like, oh everything God. DC says just becomes, like, viral. Iconic. And and that's what people will say to you. When they want to roast you, they'll use a DC on fire.
Right. They post Pretty V's moment the other day on the shade room.
They posted it because it was like the freestyle that had everybody going during COVID.
I didn't even see the
verse that she ain't say nothing, but she said something. And all I see, every time I look at that video, I look at B. Simone. Cause B. Simone was hyping me, and then after that, I see her doing.
I said, "Go, B." She was so scared,
but
y'all.
She said, "Say it. Go back in, I don't care, say it." I was like, "B, I have nothing to say." She was like. I was like, I'm gonna see what I get like that. And then as soon as DC was like,
DC love that. What it talk about? What it talk about me? What I see? What I get like that?
And shout out to the baby ass. He was hyping us too. It was fun.
In the comments, everybody, like, I still don't know what she said. She said, what they talking about? What they talking me? What they see? What I see? When I get like that? Hey. That's what she said. Some real words.
Yeah. And then Nick was in the side like,
that shit was lit.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
We've had so many good moments.
You definitely are the queen of that thing.
Yeah. Hey,
the queen of mumble rap.
Can I ask y'all where the white girl back and forth thing started from?
Brittany.
B. Simone.
Oh, with them too. Oh, I thought you meant me and Maddie. I was like, what? Y'all do your Starbucks voice.
Yeah, that's my dad on Starbucks.
Because you know what? I always had a dream of me and Vina
doing a mixed...
Shout out to the idea online.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, because they're going to eat that
but
up.
But it's a movie idea, and it's fucking cool.
Yeah, but
and it has to do with our characters.
But B came out back, because the first time we did it... B was in her apartment, and when we was in the car, he was like, "So what did you just ask him?" And he was like, "I was like,
what the fuck?"
Yeah, like, "Who are you taking it from?" And he was like, "Trisha Gina." Like, it was like so funny.
It was so organic.
So it just went viral and viral and viral. And we did the girls' cruise show. That's when it went crazy because we did it when we were on that yacht, the boat. So
yeah,
Big Mac, what's going on? What's going on for Big Mac? What's next for Big Mac?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You told me what you was working on the other day when we spoke.
Oh yeah. I'm really doing more stand up now and getting really focused on that.
Nice.
I told myself 2022 is like, cause before I was investing so much into radio that, like I told you, I was turning down everything in life just to commit to that, you know, the radio station or whatever. But now I'm like, I really got to start building this, you know, stand up. Cause right now it's like I'm fiending so much to do it that anytime there's a microphone, I will go up there and start doing 5-10 minutes just because. Like, it could be at a fucking a McDonald's. If I see the announcer little mic for the speak, I start talking on that. Like, it's like a crack addiction. Where any chance I can, I'm going to do it. So now I'm just like, let me feed into it and just get on these stages. So I got some people now that actually believe in me. So they're starting to book me for some stuff. I'm doing a show with you, Justina.
What's up? Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny? The agent asked us, they're like, "Oh, who do you guys want to open for you?" And we picked you.
Oh,
amazing.
You.
All it takes, Big Mac, because I definitely hear you, all it takes is someone to really believe and really support you. Because the mind is so powerful. It'll take you here, take you there, take you all over the place. So literally all you need is that friend And all you need is God really to order your steps. Because if you order your steps, honey, you ain't got to pay for shipping and handling. You feel me? So when you do that, that's just what it is. And you just have to have that person who's believing you, who's going to slide for you, and who's going to support you every step of the way. And you're funny. And if that's what you want to do and you want to be on that stage, that's what you're ordained to do. That's what you're ordained to do. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And one thing people don't know about you, Mac, is, like, I love when you were saying, like, you'll see the mic at McDonald's. When we're in between episodes and we shoot 3 episodes a day, Big Mac will go to where the audience is and put on a show for them in between the shows. Like, he will go and do stand-up for them. He just really loves the shit, for real.
I got into a lot of trouble for that.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Past season. Because, like you said, like, I like being around people. You know, I like talking on the mic, whatever. And being in radio, Tom Joyner taught me that you super serve the listeners, you super serve the people. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got our listeners, I mean, they got our fans and stuff sitting by themselves. They got a little music. They appreciate more when we come out there and we take pictures with them and, you know, we joke. They'll remember that, you know what I mean, more than sometimes the show.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, for sure. They remember that moment. Yeah, because it's personal. Yeah, it's an interaction that means something to them.
So I don't care if it's 100 pictures. I don't care if it's... I'll stay out there until they had to bring security around and they're on the walking like, yeah, we found Big Mac. Yeah, he's out here. We're trying to bring him now. He's taking pictures. And I'm like, yo, at least 14 more. I promise you, I'll be right there. I love doing that.
So tell the people where they could find you, Mac. Like, everywhere online.
You can
online,
find me
Instagram,
at Golden Corral, Waffle Houses, where else? Blackpeoplemeet.com, ChristianMingle.com.
I know you're right.
You know
plenty
what I mean?
Of fish.
All that's, I did. You know what? I did plenty of fish a couple years ago, and I met some weirdos on there. Yeah. There's some weird people on there. Now, mind you, you get some sex out of it, but...
Wow.
Some creeps on there.
You're too big now to be on Plenty of Fish.
No, not now. But back then when I was still a nobody. Oh, I was always too big, you know what I mean, to be on some shit. That's why I don't cheat. I'm too big to be fucking trying to sneak out some shit and be like, nah, that's...
Put your pants on real quick.
Mac. Mac, say this with me. Say this
what
with
happened?
Me. Say this with me.
Okay.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm a star.
I'm a star.
I'm healed.
And I'm important.
And you're important. Because you, every time we get a thing, you still say, I'm not as busy as them. Like, you're busy. You're going to be busy. All that. You're a star.
No. I
keep hearing that. I heard it like 3 times. And if we was on the phone talking about that, you are a star yourself and you're going to do what you do.
Listen, I know that. And you guys know that. I reach out to each one of y'all individually on some random shit just to tell y'all how much I love. You know what I mean? Like, I'm proud of y'all.
Yeah, you're a star. Oh, my God. They go mad.
But y'all motivate me. Just know that. You know what I mean? Like, I watch y'all and y'all motivate me to do shit. So it's not even on no like jealousy. It ain't no like downplaying myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hope that one day I can have a close friend that I could sell, you know what I mean, and get people popping and stuff like that. I wish there was a table that could hold me up so I could do some dances. I wish I was writing a movie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get to that. And as soon as that happens, just know y'all gonna be right there.
We love you, Big Mac. Before we end our shows, we always do a quote. So can you please give us a quote before we go?
And don't give me the McDonald's menu either. I don't want to hear nothing about the McDonald's menu.
You know I was about to start, right?
Just a real quote.
Big Mac, a BLT, a quarter pounder, with a cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger. No, let me stop. All right. It's a real song. It's a real McDonald's rap that I know. Damn, what's the quote?
Oh, my God. I made my
positive quote.
Finding someone.
Jesus.
Just anything to motivate the people. It ain't gotta be a quote, but just like, you know, something like, keep your head up.
Yeah, motivational.
So anytime people ask me how am I? I always say I'm the triple B's. I'm big, black, and blessed. I say that every single day.
Aww.
That's just how I feel. That's cute. Know what I mean? I'm proud of it. My mama raised me to in the church, so I know the word. You know what I mean? I've been around it. You know, I might not follow it to the T, but, you know, I always know. I know what God has blessed me with, and, you know, I'm highly thankful for that every day, and I thank him for that every single day because, you know, we all have some dark times, and the fact that we're not
and
there.
And they're going to come. You know what I mean? It comes with it. Everything is temporary.
You go through the dark to appreciate the light.
Yeah.
Yep. Fact.
And baby, Amen. It's going, the dark times going to always show. You just got to know what to combat it with. Bye-bye. Get back. You got to know that. Yeah. You can't stay in it. Don't stay in it. But Mac, we love you so much. You already know the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. My girl B. Simone, Justina, my boy, Brady O. Big Man. I love y'all so much.
Love you, Big Man.
Love you,
Big
Man.
Love you,
Chief.
Gang, gang.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this your girl Pretty V, my girl B. Simone, and Justina. We have my boy Big Mac, y'all.
When we love you, Maggie Mac.
I love Mac. Yes. So genuine, such a teddy bear. And, like, I cannot wait to see him on, like, the stage. I already know he's going to do great and big things. Blood clot. Sharon.
He's so sweet. He's so nice. He's going to have his moment, his success. And, you know, he gave us all our accolades, but he's a huge radio personality. He was on Wildin' Out, too. He's right there with us, like you said, V. So,
You was on 99 Jams in Miami. That's big. That's crazy. You go to South Florida, baby, and you hit Brickell and Biscayne. That's what's on the radio.
You so ghetto.
Okay.
Yeah, he's lit out there.
Brickell and Biscayne. But this episode was so good. I love y'all.
It was
y'all.
So fun.
Vina, big come
energy,
over.
Big energy. Big energy.
I'm going to come over. I'm going to jump in the shower.
Desi just pulled up. I'm about to open the door for him.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in the shower.
I'm about to come over too. I'll be there in like 4 hours.
Can we get some food? Can we get some food after though, for real?
We can get whatever. We can have whatever you like. Call me T.I. All right, love y'all. Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Be Simone, Prince.
Love y'all.
Justina Valentine, we are signing out. We will see y'all next week. Love you. Bye.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.